Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, I finally got online. Almost forgot to call in there. Well, there's a lot of things going on, and as I have stipulated. Now, come on, this friggin' paperwork sucks. That's all there is to it. Paperwork sucks. I don't care if it's taxes or what. The title of the show is Treason, and what you need to do is go to Cosmic Voice and take a look at what I have posted. There's a little statement at the top, public admission of guilt that a lot of people witnessed from the broadcast. Well, first we start with the book on treason, The Citizen's Guide to the Law. It's very accurate. Then I posted Article 3, Section 3, Constitution, which defines all of it. And then number three, I put the videos up that it's kind of funny. General Milley admits to treason. So we'll see how it goes, but those you need to read, you need to go through those three at the top. And I start to show, see the posts on our Cosmic Voice Facebook page. On treason defines what it is. Article 3 gives constitutional reference and definition. The third post is a public admission of guilt. That ain't all that's going on. There's been a lot of people pretty busy with this stuff. On past shows, I've brought out many of the things that shows the general direction of our ship of state is going. Well, to keep the thing upright and going the right direction, I decided to out a bunch of stuff due to people being made aware. And those are the people that bother to read, rebroadcast, you take sections, however you feel like you want to do it. Many of the plots and plans to destroy America have been stopped. Woo-hoo. The question becomes, and this comes from gun rights, very simply, all of us must work together to keep America free and beautiful. We can only do that if men and women continue owning firearms and protecting this great land from those who'd want us to live on our knees. Now you know where that came from. The question is, are you ready to live on your knees? Do you want to have some dummy that never did squat in their whole life tell you how to live, how to be, what to think, where you can go? I mean, they're already trying to force you into telling you where you can go. I know where I'd tell them to go. but that's just me. I'm just kind of that way. Now, I've got a couple of publications. One of them's The Week, and the other one is The Washington Examiner. And I'm going to go through some of it. Not all of it, not near all of it, but the editor's letter. This is The Week, October 1st, 2021, by William Falk, editor-in-chief. Somebody needs to explain to the man what freedom has to do with choice. And the question I've got, have a right of choice? Why the huge difference between U.S. and Denmark? Well, the answer was trust. That may be a four-letter word. Well, no, actually it's five. Anyway, 86% of eligible Danes have been vaccinated. The U.S. trust is trust in expertise, government, the media, and institutions has collapsed. It's vaccination lagging low, below 50% in the states. Why? Lack of trust. Then you got a pretty good statement. A society cannot function without a basic level of trust. And if you do no one, trust the government right now. A whole bunch of them are wondering why they got the vaccine. And I'll get into that a little later, but life-saving vaccines? No, the vaccines are deadly. Yeah, that's right, William Falk. I'm going right opposite your horse hockey you put in here. These vaccines are dangerous and experimental. That is true. Whether anybody likes it or not, there's over 300,000 people that have permanent forms of disability and reactions to the vaccines. Now, do you want to come away with better numbers? See the CDC website and a few others. They may, I don't know if they've taken it down, they may have a report on that. People shun a simple shot, largely because they see it as a form of surrender. I ain't giving up. In red states, the unvaccinated are flooding and overwhelming hospitals. Now, dude, I hate to tell you, but you ain't made the phone call, and that is an outright lie. Now, I don't know where you got it from. In Denmark, crowds are flocking to concerts and bars to celebrate their freedom. That's the way it ought to be here, right? I'm going to get into some more fun and games here. The next big fun and game in terms of printed material, and that's still from the week, 10/1/21. This is the second. I wonder if it's got an expiration date. FDA is paid for. The FDA panel approves boosters for seniors. And I'm going to tell them, screw off. I ain't getting a first shot, let alone a booster. And all it is, all the FDA panel did was approve money for Big Pharma. No one seems to take into account natural immunity or supplemental immunity. Now, here's some, this is from around the world. This is real data showing that the Pfizer shot effectiveness against infection had dropped sharply over time, from 95% to 39%, that ain't very effective. FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee voted 16-2 against boosters. Think about that very carefully. And a bunch of those so-called medical experts quit when they said, we don't care what you voted for. This is how it's going to be. Third shot for American over 65. We're supposed to be high risk. I'm over 65. The only problem I got is I smoke, and it does mess me up in terms of breathing. What the editorial said, oh, boy. Confusion and mismessaging feeds the very distrust of health authorities that's already killing Americans who don't trust vaccines and expert guidance. Expert? I'd say that they're political hacks. What the columnist said, ooh. To authorize our own boosters, oversharing the wealth is to choose a marginal benefit for the world's rich over the very lives of the world's poor. Now, we got a bunch of vaccines that's about to expire, and guess what they're doing with it? Oh, they're letting it sit there. It may expire, very well may. Here, try this. A growing body of data from Israel suggests waning protection against severe disease over time. We ought to wait and get some kind of a timeline going on this stuff. There's no long-term studies or any of that to support everybody saying, it's some good stuff. Well, with all this confusion and fun and games going on, even with all the goodies that are happening, the uncertainty and fear I thought I had banished are back. That's a little girl in front of the TV going, they're back. Uh-huh. A family of people who came from Mexico have taken in some of the Afghan refugees. one simple thing that they have noticed is that they know what it feels like to go into a foreign country with nothing. Oh, boy, chaos at a Haitian migrant camp on the U.S. border. Well, that camp's been cleaned out. The horses were used. Oh my God. And they pushed some of the people around. They didn't like it. Well, it's called enforcement. You don't like the law, stay away. And that includes people that you want to have fun. That includes the people that live here who are citizens. Go somewhere if you don't like it. And then the Federal Aviation Administration tried to ban Fox News drones from filming the scene in Texas. Didn't work too well. One of the sheriffs took them up in their helicopter, and they got some good video. So, you know, couldn't stop them. Now, this is something that I have copied into the show, into my writing. Now we have mandated vaccinations. Mandated by what authority, from who? Is there some dummy that is in charge that nobody has said anything about? I mean, what is it that you think you can get away with in terms of, what is this? No signal, my butt. There's a signal. You just ain't keeping up with it. My computer's playing games with me, hide and seek and all that. They reported all the talking heads, you know, like the ones that spin around and spit green pea soup everywhere and say, well, pretending Americans shirk the moral burden of enforcing the law is a recipe for disaster. That includes immigration law. You know, you got the mandated vaccinations. Bull. Is this an effort towards control? This dust bowl of government acting out reminds me of the 1984 book. Oh, you ain't read it? You need to read it. If you haven't seen the movie, see it. All of it. Thought control and physical control. The whole thing. They're trying to bring it into effect. You gonna put up with that? I mean, you know, you got to really think about this. Well, then all this is the crux of the good old Agenda 21. And Agenda 21, if you don't know it, look it up. Full and absolute control of the whole population, just like the story of 1984. Now, I see 1984 and Agenda 21 not just as partners, but as a Marxist guide. These are the turkeys that are trying to take over the country and ruin it. So, you have that stuff sitting out there, and then you get into a little bit of a problem. We have a general, better known as the chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he's the chairman, oh boy, of the board of BS. He committed an act of treason, as I have stated in the beginning of this post on Cosmic Voice, and admitted it. Milley is guilty of treason. And all those in support, I want you guys to think about this very carefully. This is why. They're not willing to fry Milley. Very simply, everyone in support and all those in support, everyone is doing the second part of the definition found in the Constitution of treason, adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Well, I tell you, think about this one. This is from the week, and I just read it once. I'm going to do it again. Pretending American shirk. The moral burden of enforcing the law is a recipe for disaster. All laws, military, federal, and civilian, they don't leave any out. But you've got a real serious problem where they want to try to excuse Milley from being treasonous by using fear porn. Puts safeguards in place so that no military officer ever again faces a choice between obedience to the Constitution and the fate of human civilization. Hey, letting this buttwipe be in office in his position and not putting him in jail is the fact of already being there. Well, my goodness. Milley also made senior U.S. military officials in the nuclear chain of command, which he wasn't, okay, to swear an oath to consult with him first if Trump ordered a launch. Milley, I don't know what your problem mentally might be, but Trump has said several times and on many occasions that wasn't going to happen. Oh, well, before this fun and games started, you wanted to start the fun and games. Well, you got it. New York Post, Milley is guilty of colluding with a foreign power against the sitting commander-in-chief for, in a word, treason. That's from the New York Post. In any sane country, Milley would be fired and arrested. What's he doing still sitting at the desk? With the full knowledge of the then Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Oh, he's got to go too. Milley reached out to Lee with reassurances that may have saved American lives by thwarting a deadly Chinese miscalculation. Well, horse hockey. Los Angeles Times said that, though. The way he compelled people like Milley to break rules and norms to try to stop him? No. That sounds like a convenient political excuse. The principle that civilians control the military is a categorical difference between a democracy and banana republic. That's from Bloomberg. Like it? I do. Atlantic. Remarkably dangerous for any president to have unilateral authority to launch planet-destroying weapons. Well, I'm sorry, but yeah, you can. And Congress would have an emergency vote on that. But put safeguards in place so that no military officer ever again faces a choice. You don't have a choice between obedience to the Constitution and the fate of human civilization. First of all, it's fear porn. Secondly, the things are already there. The safeguards are already there. Milley stepped out of line. He decided he was going to be the big dog. Well, that sounds like Trump's run raveling and might in a fit of madness or wag the dog desperation to stay in power launch a nuclear attack against China. Really? You got a degree and a medical license in psychology and psychiatry, Milley? No, you don't. You're full of shit. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. I would go into some of these side things, but Trump says ditch Mitch. Well, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, compared Trump's chances of ousting Mitt McConnell to those of a donkey learning to fly. You got to flap your ears awful hard to catch up with that. Oh, boy. 1 of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach former President Trump after the January 6th Capitol riot said last week that he won't seek re-election, citing the toxic dynamics inside our own party. No, it doesn't fit your rhetoric that goes along with the Marxism that's being perpetrated. Oh, boy. France has suspended some 3,000 healthcare workers for failing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. That's from Paris. Does it sound familiar? it can get worse and worse. Now, there's some things about our home that is not good. In Russia, school shooting. First year law student wielding a shotgun killed at least six people, and wounded 24 or more at Perm State University this week. That was this past week. No women in public in Kabul. Imagine that. Clint Eastwood's in his magazine. Hey, Clint, I like your movies. Keep it going. You might as well pump it out and then just enjoy what happens. The partisan addiction to gerrymandering. I only not marked one sentence in this whole freaking article. Democracy is supposed to rest on the consent of the governed, not the governors. here's a little funny. A lawyer in Galveston, Florida, was arrested for disorderly conduct for walking on a beach during a tropical storm dressed like Michael Myers. Ooh. That sounds like here comes the tax man. Here comes the tax man. Run and hide. Free in France over submarine pact. Well, we changed the issue from having the old standard of diesel-powered to atomic-powered. You didn't see it coming. You should have offered it. If you'd have offered it, you might have got the contract. Whoa, vaccines. Young kids may soon be eligible. No. Safe and effective in children 5 to 11. Well, I hate to tell you, but that's a lie. They have found permanent nasty going on with that. And especially in the young children, they're not done growing yet. When they get done growing, when they get like 18 to 25 years old, somewhere in that area, then you can think about it. Before that, no. Immigration. Replacement goes mainstream. Replacement. The racist great replacement theory has leaped from far right fringes of the GOP into the GOP mainstream. Ooh, that's from Daily Beast. Now, if you vote Republican, you're a racist. Don't forget that. Republicans are claiming that liberals are potentially approaching white voters with black and brown migrant immigrants. They are. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Pecker warned Fox News viewers Democrats are ushering in immigrants in a silent revolution to take over a country without firing a shot. Basically, what they want to do is they want to flood all these people in. Oh, look, we got you in. You vote for me. Who said they got voting rights? Huh? No lawyer does, and no court with any kind of brains will. In a Facebook ad, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York claimed the votes of undocumented immigrants would amount to a permanent election insurrection. Well, if they're undocumented, they don't got no rights. I hate to tell you, no, you don't just automatically get the rights. When you become a citizen, then you get some rights. Until then, oh, well, far-right Democrats like Fox News, Tucker Carlson, hey, Tucker, they're after you again, have spewed this racist nonsense for months. Now, elected representatives are echoing the same extreme rhetoric. Well, what did I just say about the law? The law says no, not until you're a citizen. Guess what? The Democrats think they can do anything they want to with any law that they feel like bothers them. Oh, I'm about to watch it. The Trumpist right has learned to employ hallucinatory depictions of apocalyptic threats to the nation by progressives and non-white Americans, which are then used to justify the anti-democratic tactics like the voter suppression efforts. The only votes that have been suppressed are the ones that don't go. You're going to go, you want to vote, a church group or somebody else will help you. If you need an ID, they'll take you down there so you can get one. If you ain't got the money, they take it out of the church funds. Yeah, I already been through this once with them. The left is out to replace and destroy you, so anything goes in response. Republican assumption that immigrants and children will vote for Democrats. Whoa, they say that won't happen. Yeah, really? Who says? They are succumbing to the short-term utility of winning votes by stoking and exploiting racial anxieties in the long run. Oh, boy, this toxic tactic may backfire as it demonstrates to people of color that the GOP is a party of white people. I hate to tell you, but that's a lie. Party of white people is the Democrats. Why do I say that? Well, now, who do you think started the Ku Klux Klan? Ooh, yeah, own up to this, put some history in it. Some dummy wrote that, and they didn't know squat about what is really going on. Oh, the daycare industry is now 126,700 workers. Oh, boy, a decline of more than 10%. Well, there goes daycare for people wanting to go back to work. Taxes. Is the Democrats' plan fair? My answer is a big red no. To fund cradle-to-grave benefits. Europe heavily taxes the middle class at rates over 50%. Down here on planet Earth, costs from rising corporate taxes inevitably flow down to workers and consumers. Ooh, we got to pay more? You got to pay more. Unfortunately, however, the plan targets the merely rich rather than the plutocrats. Oh, my goodness, billionaires. Now, this is from New Yorker. Billionaires game the tax code by amassing wealth in ways that generate very little taxable income for them or their heirs. Well, that may be where to change that. In Washington, rich people finance elections to escape taxation. Both parties deliver. 56% of Americans feel democracy is under attack. Think about that. That's from CNN, no less. 43% of parents said they wouldn't let their kids go to school if COVID vaccines are required. 44% said all students should be vaccinated. Well, guess what? What happens when you lose half of it? I mean, you want to really, get into it. That's where it comes from. And then they got the page with jokes on it. And there's some funnies in there. The first one is a couple of people from, let's see here. It looks like Afghanistan. And they're looking at dead bodies laying around and an exploded van. And one of them says to the other one, "I wish General Milley would have called ahead of time." Think about that. Then you got General Milley. He made the cover of a cereal box, and it's General Milley, political flakes, lefties, the breakfast of treason. They got Milley on there talking on the phone with China up, and he's got his hand by his mouth. He says, "Hey, listen to this, man." Oh, boy. How deep does the rabbit hole have to go? A new favorite app for hackers. Telegram. Whoops. Is becoming an alternative to the dark web for cyber criminal activity. My. Place the grocery stores ATMs in refugee camps. Iris scans. Ooh. You've seen it in the movies. Where the guy holds his eye up and the little thing goes back and forth and checks it and says, yeah. Well, they spent a whole friggin' page on veggie burgers. And I've had a veggie burger. Let's put it this way. Took a bite of one and spit it out. It was nasty. New restaurant crisis. Rolling food shortages. Supply chain. Specialty pasta, local beets, meat. Oh, my goodness. This week's dream, hiking Southern California Catalina Island. That ain't my dream. Oh, boy. Evergrande. Yeah, we're going to get into some of the fun and games here. Evergrande potential default rules world markets. Now, this is the week, October 1st, 2021, and it supposedly covers the rest of the thing. The global markets teetered this week as Chinese construction giant Evergrande appeared on the verge of defaulting on $300 billion in debt. Whoa. The company has to finish 1.6 million apartments for which some buyers have waited months or even years. So strapped for cash that it had borrowed money from thousands of its own employees. Ooh. And then you got Evergrande's troubles were largely foreseen by investors watching China's growing property bubble. If you build it, they will come, you want to bet. Rebalance the economy away from debt-driven construction. That's what China's going to try to do. And yet the problem is that the central banks are on the hook for the bonds involved in the funding. That means that China's central bank, which, by the way, can't handle that kind of a direct payout, is in trouble. Now, by that I mean the bank itself needs to have some backup or it won't exist. Well, what happens in all of that? The central banks, that's plural, banks, are on the hook for the bonds. In short, when one central bank has some serious liquidity problems, they call on the other central banks to bring it on. We need to be bailed out. Extra insurance premiums. Yeah, you want to know about these are the problems that are going on. Extreme weather is contributing to rising home insurance costs. We just charged someone $1.9 million for insurance in California with a $1 million deductible. My goodness gracious. Can you imagine? I'm afraid I would have to. The best thing when you're in a situation like that is to buy bonds, which are attached to the real estate. Facebook, fighting questions from within. Oh, no, they're not. Zuckerberg is the most devious thing on two legs on this planet, just about. I mean, George Soros is probably coming in ahead of him, but still, they ain't changed nothing. They won't change nothing until you start taking people to jail. Ooh. Well, land rush. These people are buying junk houses. Money, money, money. Junk houses. They find a lot of them in such bad shape that they can't even fix them, even if they wanted to. So that's the week dump. How about Washington Examiner or something with a little bit of, how about this? They got public schools and a clock on the wall. Newspaper with a headline, only 26 proficient in math. The one teacher is asking me, a lady that's running the desk, these student scores are horrific. An F minus, think about that. What are the chances teachers unions will fix this? And guess what she says? She says, remote. Here's something I think people need to know. Biden's killing people. That's what I said. And this thing comes out a little different. Biden's ship is starting to sink. It is, and that's good. I mean, you got migrants, Afghanistan, and a bunch of other. 2 weeks ago, Biden administration abruptly and without warning decided to withhold desperately needed treatments for COVID-19 from the states where they are most in demand. And then you can guess, states governed by Republicans. Biden's administration has seized control of the distribution system for monoclonal antibody treatments and dramatically scaled back the number that will be made available to less than half of existing demand. now, because Florida's governor refused to comply with Biden demands that he impose needless mask mandates on school children. Woo! It's all from Florida now. It is a deadly abuse of power by a president unfit to govern. That's right. The silver lining is that Biden has so fallen out of favor that no Republican or centrist Democrat will feel pleasure to help pass the inflationary, unnecessary, and radical $3.5 trillion spending bill. But I like that. That's kind of neat. Biden's over-the-rainbow foreign policy. I say over-the-top, but that's just me. His foreign policy is do what he feels like doing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who he hurts. Doesn't matter who gets killed in the process, etc. Now we get into some of the funny games, which can be a whole lot of things. What we have to deal with is simply, and this is from Hugo Gurdon. He's the editor of the Washington Examiner. And he says, White House Whoppers. I got 3 stars on that dog because it's the kind of dog that you'd want to have 3 stars on. If we're winning, it's working, the thinking goes. So there can't be much wrong with what we're doing. Hey, Democrats, how does that work? I'll put a star. Hillary Clinton's 2016 comment that those who wouldn't vote for her were deplorables. Yeah. Expressed the Dems' contempt for the interests, concerns, pursuits, and intelligence of people, not part of the opinion-forming elite. Ooh. You see stuff on TV. Well, you can't be persuaded by flat denials to disbelieve what you see with their lying eyes. Homeland Security, Homeland Security Secretary Alexander Mayorkas testified in Congress on September 26th that the southern border is no less secure than under the previous administration. Well, you ought to take him down there in time to a post. Let him watch. TV viewers watch thousands of illegal aliens stream across the Rio Grande, gather in a squalid camp, then take buses into the American heartland. Can't believe your lying eyes. Don't you believe your lying eyes. Likewise, as American watched our humiliating exit from Afghanistan, Jen Psaki insisted that the shambolic route could not be described as anything but a success. Oh, we should drop her off over there. The administration was anyway juicing the numbers by taking people from Kabul streets who had nothing to do with America's war effort. Nothing. Active allies, U.S. citizens, and green card holders were left behind. If that's a success, we do need to drop Psaki off over there. When asked on September 14th by Senator James Rick about White House staff cutting off prisoners, President Guffes, microphone to prevent him from being heard, and isn't it widely reported and seen by millions? Secretary of State Anthony Blinken testified that was not so. Oh. Russia says, really? Are you telling this committee this does not happen? Blinken answered, that is correct. Daniel Hennigan noted in the Wall Street Journal, Biden himself recently urged that up was down and black is white in his speech about his mega-trillion-dollar spending plan. He averred, I am capitalist. And later, I'm not a socialist. He and his lieutenants think you're stupid. Think you won't notice their daily doses of BS. But it is they. Not you, not us, who have their heads where the sun don't shine. Ooh. think about it. Well, now, guns are for women, too. I like this because I think guns are going to be necessary. I start carrying mine all the time, even around the house. I just don't trust what these people are up to. You can read about how toxic masculinity fuels our American gun culture in many left-wing objections to gun ownership. But over the past 2 years, I've seen women have broken through the glass ceiling of guns and ownership. Oh, cool. Here's the statistics. 3.5 million first-time gun owners since January 2019 are women, compared with 4 million men. Ooh, they're catching us. We're going to have to buy more. Guns are the best tool for self-defense. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, guns are used in self-defense anywhere from 500,000 to 3 million times per year. To top it off, the 2021 National Firearms Service says that 28% of women who became gun owners are black. Cool. Very cool. We need to get those people who are of color to convince the others to join in. Now, here's what it says. 3.5 million new gun owners would mean that roughly one in four women in the United States own guns. That's pretty cool. So the only question is, how do we arm the other three? Think about that. You ladies think that you think you're going to have a place in the great scheme of things? You'd be amazed. COVID-19 doesn't exist on the red carpet. High-profile actor, director, musician, or celebrity. Ooh. We're going to have hundreds of maskless celebrities allowed to get together in an indoor setting at the annual Emmy Awards. Despite the country's counties' indoor mask mandate, the Los Angeles Department of Public Health claimed the A-listers weren't breaking any rules. Oh, you're lying eyes again. L.A. County Health Officer requires everyone to wear a mask indoors, whether vaccinated or unvaccinated. However, exceptions are made for film, television, and music productions as additional safety. And persons appearing on the show were considered performers. Oh, you got an exemption rule. COVID-19 must not exist on the red carpet. Either that, or L.A. doesn't care if it spreads so long as the elites are the ones spreading it. Whew. And Ben and Jerry's rolled out a new flavor of ice cream last week called Change is Brewing. Oh, flavor supports the vision of the world in which every community is safe and everyone, including black and brown people, can thrive. That's pretty cool. According to a recent study of BLM protests, while the movement did cause a 15% drop in lethal encounters involving police in cities where there were protests, overall homicides in those same cities rose by 10%. Since homicides far outnumber police shooting, that means BLM protests are getting thousands of primarily black people killed every year. I told you a long time ago, black lives don't matter. That should there are a whole bunch of people getting involved in the political scheme. Rising conservative populist coalition within the Republican Party as a mix of suburban voters, blue-collar whites, Hispanics and blacks, and people of faith all coming together. The man sees a red wave. Well, as terrible as this business of politics is now, getting worse by the hour, our family is putting ourselves back in the line of fire to protect this country for at least a few years until we can get a new administration. An administration, voters, all of them. This man included, he said our voters want people that are going to fight for them. You know, protect rights and do the right thing. Now, here's some stuff on Joe Biden. He's been in national politics since 1973. Figure it out. How many years is that? That's a bunch. Amateur's nature of this president has been its most striking feature in both private and public displays. There are particularly four major executive tasks the Constitution assigns to the president either explicitly or implicitly. He was to serve as head of state, to command the armed forces, serve as the nation's chief diplomat, care the laws are faithfully executed. The next sentence says, Biden has failed miserably in each of those jobs. And he has. This man has been either unwilling or unable to act as president, as a president should. Despite being in Washington, D.C. for nearly half a century, why should we expect him to suddenly start? Come on, man. Oh, boy. Let's see here now. Oh, boy. I wonder what these people are going to do. Here's my problem. I've been trying to get this across to people. I tell them to contact me, and they haven't done it so far.
What
listen.
We've got here is failure to communicate.
You get the gist of that, or I didn't need to play it three or four times. Let's see here. I'm going to look for a song to play, y'all. I need to get up and walk around. And I want the song to say certain things in a way gets the message that I'm trying to get to you across. Let's see here. There's something to think about. It's condition on responses. Listen.
Well, that's
And I know a lot of people wonder about some of the things I play in the way of music. Well, I might be talking about Young Guns, but there are situations that are beginning to foment. What are you going to do if the military shows up to hold you down and give you a shot whether you want one or not? Hello? It's coming. Get ready. If you ain't ready, shame on you. Now, Praetorian Guard. America needs a Praetorian Guard. Okay. So now what do we do? Washington has been roiled. General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, sent me two calls to General Lee Zocheng of the People's Liberation Army to assure him the United States will not go to war with or attack China. Ooh. Most explosive claim in the excerpts, and the one with the most staying power as a scandal in itself, is that Milley told Lee he would warn him of the if the U.S. was planning to attack on China. Milley inserted himself in the operational chain of command. Oh, my. His purported conversation with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So she knows all about it, in which the latter supposedly told Milley the president should have been arrested. Also, raised some eyebrows, supported by retired flag and general officers. Guess what? I'm going to say this one time, and I underline part of this. General Milley and his defenders are undermining a key democratic norm. Well, I wrote guilty of treason. General Milley and his defenders are guilty of treason. Yeah, that includes news sites, etc. You people are liable to really find out the hard way if anybody's got the balls to do anything. Problem is neither the President Trump or the Action Surge of Defense authorized these calls. The problem is that neither of them authorized these calls. A crucial detail, given that we are not talking about allies, but our main geopolitical adversary. He had no authority to make such calls on his own. Remember that. He is also not permitted to inject himself into operational issues. U.S. Officers Corps is supposed to provide advice to civilian decision makers and then execute the policies they decide, not act as the decision makers themselves. Here's one that's got a star by it. The military is not obligated to follow an illegal order. Think about that. He issued illegal orders. I mean, how many charges of treason you got to have, fat boy? His advisors include Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs Chairman, and National Security Advisor recommended against military action. Permitted the president's detractors to portray him as seeking to provoke a conflict in the last days of his office. What a crock of crap. He might not help Biden try to get in there because Biden wouldn't remember which end is up anyway, but he wouldn't do that. He's not stupid. At a minimum, Milley's action violated the foundational norm of U.S. civil-military relations, the subordination of the military to civilian control. But they also constitute an example of proletarianism, the idea foreign to the principles of civilian control of the military, that the military can act on its own to advance what it believes are the interests of the state. Ooh. Pelosi's call to Milley is an example of proletarianism on steroids. Rosa Brooks, oh boy, writing in Foreign Policy, she remarked that Trump, first week as president, has made it all too clear that he is as crazy as everyone feared. Really? that ought to be interesting. You got a medical designation after your name? Imagine plausible scenarios in which military officers might simply tell the president, no, sir, We're not doing that. Horse hockey. Too many officers, apparently, embraced the Praetorian mindset. Open letter from two retired Army officers, Millie, before the 2020 election, calling on him to exercise unconstitutional discretion by using the military to remove Trump should he refuse to leave office after losing the election. Really? Suggesting that the military act in the absence of civilian oversight by granting it alone the authority to resolve political disputes is the essence of Praetorianism. Ooh. All this was nothing compared to Milley's actions. Some are excusing Milley because to do otherwise would require them to side with Trump. No, you're siding with the constitutional law. There's a big difference in that. Those justifying Milley's actions cannot object to, you know, on principle. If a future general does it to their president, yeah, how'd you like it done to yourself? How'd you like to go to jail, all of you? Is it a good idea for military officers to form a phalanx around a duly elected president for the good of the country? Question. Do we really want to normalize the view that the military is the protector of the republic? If so, we have moved perilously close to accepting Praetorianism, a concept at war with the very idea of a republican government. And it goes, I mean, these things go on and on. They're not going to stop. You're going to get different people exposing different things about stuff. Biden can no longer ignore the border crisis. That's right. Many criticism. The president faces many criticism, some of it from Democrats. There are a lot of Democrats who disagree with this. The border is secure. We're executing our plan, concurred Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in congressional testimony. The most voters, however, these assurances ring hollow. Democrats stare down spending disaster. Tight schedule and inter-party squabbles are endangering Biden's spending agenda. Oh, well, they were supposed to already had a vote, and they didn't have one. I wonder why. House Democrats found their centrist faction that would bring up the infrastructure bill for vote next week, but that plan has run into a roadblock. Liberals say they'll vote against it unless Congress passes a legislation that would provide up to $3.5 trillion in new social welfare spending. It ain't happening, you guys. They've run into opposition from their centrist wing. Say the $3.5 trillion price tag is far too high. Now, on September 30th, the fiscal year ends unless Congress passes a stopgap spending bill. Well, they did that. Now, they also pressure Republicans to back down on their opposition raising the debt limit. Well, supposedly it eliminated it. And that was some legislation that went in about the same time as the continuation of the funding until December of this year now. Now, the debt limit's suspended pending vote in the Senate. It ain't going to get through the Senate. Republicans are about to vote against raising the debt limit to protest $3.5 trillion welfare spending bill Democrats plan to pass using a budgetary tactic that won't require any GOP votes. You can have some trouble in that. GOP also opposes plans to pay for the bill by hiking taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Said Republicans are to blame for this. Followed this is the spending impasse. Followed this government impasse and the government shutdown in 2019, 53% blamed then-President Donald Trump, and GOP, 29%, blamed Democrats. 13% said both parties are responsible. Well, how about this? GOP will cave into fears They'll be blamed for the spending impasse, which if prolonged could result in delayed Social Security checks and veterans benefits. Then they go, they hit it again. How strong is the case against General Mark Milley? It's very strong. To avert war, there are questions as to whether or not he subverted civilian control of the military. He did. He admitted it. Count one, military ordered officers in the National Military Command Center not to carry out any orders to launch nuclear weapons, without checking with him. Well, you overstepped a whole bunch of limitations. And Milley and a phone call with Nancy Pelosi. There's not a snowball's chance in hell this president or any president can launch nuclear weapons illegally, immorally, and unethically. That's not exactly true. I wish it was, but it's not. While admitting he has no direct authority to countermand a presidential order, Milley says, I have a lot of ability to prevent bad things from happening. Well, maybe we ought to make you a private, give you a gun, drop you off in Afghanistan, see how the Taliban like you. I can guarantee you, and you can take it to the bank, the nuclear triggers are secure. As chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I can assure you that will not happen. The quotes from Pelosi's call are said to come from a verbatim transcript of the exchange. That means somebody, that means they were taking notes. They took the recording and transcribed it. Secretary James Sweden told military leaders not to carry out any orders from President Richard Nixon without first checking with him or Joint Chiefs Chairman General George Brown in 1974. Count two. Milley promised a Chinese general he would tip him off if Trump ordered military action against China. That means he suggests that Milley is ready to go so far as to compromise military operations. Milley, China, General Li, you and I have known each other now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be a bolt out of the blue. Trump called Milley a dumbass. They put stars in place of the referral and said Milley should be tried for treason if the account was accurate. I fully agree. Based on what the subject or someone else with direct knowledge remembers or from government references, emails, or transcripts. This is what Woodard put in the book called Peril. They're saying that Trump was ready to blow the world up. I don't want to try General Milley or anybody else in the media, said Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox recently. I spent 33 years as a judge advocate in the Air Force, as a military judge, defense counsel, and prosecutor. So, before we court-martial anybody, let's get the evidence. That's the transcripts. I want to see the transcript, and I want to hear from Milley, said Graham. Think about it. I will say this. If the book is accurate and the conversation did occur as described in the book, General Milley undercut civilian control. Some might contend Milley had overstepped his authority and taken extraordinary power for himself. Does that sound familiar? And I mean, there's a there is a load of things going on that people ain't paying attention to. To reach clean energy goals, the Democrats offer to help utilities retire coal plants faster. That's BS. How about the Texas freeze? There's no alternative right now because you don't have what it takes to make the thing come together. How do we make the transition happen a little faster and smoother at a lower cost to consumers? Oh, we got to pay the bill for that. Not really. Here's Bedard. High noon for Biden and Democrats in Arizona. Challenges to President Joe Biden's agenda are coming in from all corners. The Florida governor is fighting his mask mandate. Texas landowners, his open borders. Georgia Republicans, his election reform scheme. West Virginia Joe Manchin, his massive tax and spending package. Everybody and their mother-in-law is coming after this. It's high noon, said Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, a Republican. There's so much crap going on, he added, referring to the state's fight over mask mandates, federal elections, abortion, immigration, racial, critical race theory, 2020 election odds, and even the National Archives moved to put hazard warnings on historical documents, including the Constitution. Oh, geez. Brnovich's recent releases reference cases involving election reform, gun control, illegal immigration, vaccine mandates, airline and antitrust, and taxes. Kelly, this is a guy running for the office. Kelly's releases cover local jobs, veterans, forest policy, and the drought. Whoopity. I feel like there's this window of opportunity. Now, this is coming from the man who's running, and that's Mark Brnovich. Think about this. I feel like there's this window of opportunity, this key moment in history, that if we don't stand up now and protect the Constitution and the rule of law, we'll never get it back. Ooh. We are facing two maladies in this country. One was created in a Chinese lab. The other is coming out of D.C. What did you do when the United States was becoming socialist or Marxist country? I want to be able to tell them to say, I stopped it. Now, Mike Pence is trying. He says it's called Comeback Kid Mike Pence. It ain't happening. Pence, you blew it. Business. Grocery prices expected to remain high as pandemic rolls, supply chains, inflation, raw goods and services have been on the rise. Well, when you have a 50% of the sale price as a tax, what do you think would happen? Grocery bills have been steadily rising in the United States as coronavirus pandemic has continued to wreak havoc on supply chains and as businesses have faced worker shortages in recent months. Well, worker shortage is the primary thing. Shortages can be reduced when the workers show up at the docks, unload the stuff, and then they continue by working at their place of employment. Producers or wholesale prices have gone up 12.7% since last August. Producer price index rose 8.3% in the last 12 months. The most significant jump since it started calculating the number more than 10 years ago. Ooh. Food and home, and this is where people don't go out to eat anymore. To increase food and home prices to increase between 2.5-3.5% this year, and between 1.5-2.5% next year. Inflation in food prices for consumers to rise about 3.2% and 1.5% average 2021-22. Meats, in particular, have been more expensive U.S. grocery stores in the last year. Consumer price index for beef and veal, for instance, is up 12.2% between August 2020 and 2021. Bureau of Labor Statistics found while eggs and pork were each up nearly 10%, bacon has been exceptionally pricey. Rising 17%. I wonder if that 50% tax on the sale price of meats has anything to do with it. Moore. Now, Stephen Moore is one of the people that I refer to in finances and economics. President Joe Biden keeps boasting that all the new jobs in his program will be good paying union jobs. The title is Government of the Unions, by the Unions, for the Unions. The 93% of private sector workers who are not members of unions. Does he care about them? Department of Labor reported that in America today, 6.3% of all private sector workers are union members. That means that more than 10 of 11 private sector workers aren't. So, the fun, the only area where unions are aren't in America is in government. You know, half of government workers led by teachers are unionized, and they are radicalized. And it keeps on going. A new law requires union workforces on nearly every federal project. Non-union contractors need not apply. By the way, these rules add about 20 to 30% of the cost of every construction and service contract. Ooh. There are tax breaks for renewable energy in the Green New Deal bill that has already passed the Senate. Ooh. But only if these projects are unionized. Another absurdity and is the creation of a new precision to make union dues tax deductible. does anybody realize what we're dealing with here? The grand end of them all is a provision in the so-called jobs bill that would end state right-to-work laws in 26 states. You know what's going to happen to the people that do that? They're going to be out of office, for one, and they'll reverse that. An audacious power grab by the federal government that would, for the first time in history, force potentially tens of million workers to join a union against their will. It will force them to have money snatched from their paychecks and rerouted to union bank accounts. It don't matter whether you agree with what the union's doing or not. And, you know, you got pro-choice and you got pay-to-play or graft, okay? What I'm against is the government forcing people to join unions. Good reasons for people not wanting to join a union. They may not agree with the union policies or positions. Well, they may be turned off by the rampant corruption in union labor halls, as in embezzlement, racketeering, inflated salaries, and theft. Who pays the tab? Question mark. 93% of private sector workers who aren't part of the club. Now, you know, you can go as far as you want with all this. The church of anti-fascism. Anti-fascism is the ideological foundation of our society. It is not. I wish it was. We wouldn't have Antifa around or BLM or any of those. And it continues to go on and on and on. The court and the country. There's a lot of stuff in history that covers things that people are not really that aware of or don't care about. And the problem with it all, the whips and scorns of Del Rio, Texas. This is Gruden. And there's a joke down there. Setting the record straight. Got a little arrow pointing at the law enforcement. It says, not a billion, Border Patrol enforcing the law. Shows the rein, not a whip. Split reins used to control the horse. And the poor turkey on the ground, not a victim, a lawbreaker trying to illegally enter the U.S. Then they got this mainstream media pundit. Racist Border Patrol agents use whips to callously terrorize Haitian migrants. Not the truth. Split infinitive used to mislead viewers to whip things into a frenzy. And that's pretty much that pretty much covers all of the written stuff. Hillary Clinton should apologize for his political hoax since Titus Oates. Well, the latest in the unraveling comes from the counsel John Durham's indictment of Democratic lawyer Michael Sussman for lying to the FBI under general counsel when he denied he was asking for any client in forwarding bogus documents that supposedly showed communications between Trump's business and the Russian bank. Dude, I hope they fry you. I think you need to be tied to a stake. I really do. Democrats love tax cuts for the rich. Tax the rich, they declare in the end of campaign trail in the social scene. But when it comes to legislating, Democrats show they don't really mean it. Most rich people are shielded from the Democrats' tax hikes. And that's part of a, quote, loophole that needs to be slammed shut on somebody's fingers. I don't believe that anybody really understands how far it is going. Now, I played that song to get you into a mood for what is coming. It is not the enforcers, but the law that is fascist, racist, and Marxist laws that support the people's right of free association in their personal choices, and the right to work with or without unions is in jeopardy. They're coming after us. Major groups and players that are trying to destroy America. You who follow the news know them. So, in what way do these need addressed? I mean, you know, like, what are you going to use? How far is anyone willing to go? How much skin does anyone in particular have in the game? Well, according to my intel sources, we got some serious problems coming, and they're not from people you'd think, but ones that you wouldn't think of. And all I've got to say to you is very simply, you need to spread it far and wide. You need to put this show out there to other people. I mean, you know, download a copy, and you go to Blog Talk, and my name's up there, and you'll get it. What I'm trying to tell you is that in all the wisdom that everybody puts out all the time about everything, they talk a lot. What kind of action? Well, I'm getting ready to put my strike force together. One of the people picked up on that and said so. Well, maybe you should get in touch like I recommended you do. Now, here's how it works. You get in touch, right? I'll talk to you on the phone as to where you're at, where we can meet, things like that, so that we don't have to worry about somebody listening in and playing games. Now, these are not going to be socially acceptable actions to be taken by just anybody. You're going to have, quite literally, you're going to have pretty thick skin to get involved in this. In the meantime, go out there and get her done.